bowel fluid. And Dalton's dad, Kelly, is very honest with the chief doctor. Just said, are you refraining from telling us anything? Is it worse than what we think? Is it leukemia? Is it what's going on? And the doctor said, no. He said, I couldn't refrain from telling you. I have to tell you what's going on. And he said, no, it is not. He said, the boy's just not responding to the pneumonia work we do. And he said, we're doing the very best that we know to do. And but he said, he's not responding. And so a lot of prayer. And but as each day after that started going, Friday and Saturday, Friday started sitting up, had some colors, temperature was getting more under control. They have little red wagons. They put them, a child in, and you can roll them all over the hospital and down to see. You haven't seen the train display at the children's hospital, and if you like train displays, which I do, I went there years ago just to see that. So I knew where the children's hospital was because of that, but it was massive. But so I went there last night, and he was just, my goodness, he was eating chocolate. And in fact, his dad said, he's eating, but he's not necessarily eating what we want him to eat. But he's eating. And so, are we on, Jerry? Are we getting it on tape? Okay. So Dalton last night, when I left, was just smiling and laughing. And you could tell different things. I bought some of those little gold dollars that they have. And each time I'd go, I'd give him one. Well, the first two or three times, he'd grab that, hold on to it. And then there were the next few times, he didn't even want to fool with it. Just get it out of here. And so last night, I gave him one. He grabbed it, and he pulls it down here, and then he pulls up a paper dollar and shows me that. And I, what you doing? What do you got? I looked down there, and he had several little dollar bills, and he had all my little my silver, the gold dollars in there. And I said, well, can I borrow some money? And he just grinned. But so continue to be in prayer. He's not out of the hospital, and it's going to be quite a little journey even when he does go home. So please be in prayer for Dalton Young, his parents, Kelly and Tammy, his grandmother Judith, and just the entire family, his two older sisters. It's just been those of you that have a family well know, it's quite a drain on everyone when the mom and dad virtually live at the hospital. And so it's quite a thing. So please be in prayer, and continue to be in prayer in that regard. You will recall last Sunday I told you that John Hintz called, and they consider us a sister church of theirs, about Sharon Haig. So let's continue to be in prayer. She's not doing well at all, and it's very tough on her husband and the church, and she.